All right, everybody, welcome to the FXR One-on-One podcast. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Thank you to FXR Racing. Malcolm Stewart, of course, the quad lock guys wearing FXR Racing, Pulpamex 30 coat to save with those guys. And they got fishing stuff now as well, if you're into that. Mountain biking, of course, is a big part of the FXR line. Snowmobile as well. I've heard there's a lot of good snow out there. Not that we would know anything sitting here in beautiful Daytona Beach, Florida. But, yeah, thank you to FXR Racing for making this happen. Maxxis Tires, FirepowerParts.com as well. And I'm sitting here across from a gentleman who's way too busy to be doing this, but I appreciate it. He's also made my Daytona Supercross much nicer the last few years. It's the president of Daytona Raceway, Frank Kelleher. Frank, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for this opportunity to sit and chat.
Yeah.
Appreciate you making the trip to Daytona. Wow. And getting here a little bit early for media day.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling good. The team is feeling good. I am feeling good. And we are ready for bikes to be on the track in just a few short hours.
First of all, thank you for helping me the last few years. Justin Brayton, great guy.
Yes, he is.
He has put us in touch, and you've made my Daytona better. For years, we had, as a media guy who doesn't shoot film and doesn't do cameras, doesn't shoot photos or anything, there really was no spot for years at the Speedway here other than go sit in the media center.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you couldn't get access. I snuck my way into the Rolex Tower a couple times with some different Toyota passes, and that was good. And but for the most part, you know, for a guy that just wants to watch the races and interview the racers, there wasn't a great way to go here. So I skipped it for a number of years. I complained about it on some of my podcast shows, and you've made it better, Frank. So, but honestly, the press box wasn't even open for years.
Yeah.
We've had that open too. You know what I mean? So it's gotten better for, and there isn't a lot of us. There is only literally three or four of us that go to every race that do not shoot film and just do, you know, journalistic jobs.
Sure.
Journalist is a hard sell word, but, so thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Justin was, he's been so kind to me. I'm 5 years into this role,
mm-hmm.
and we introduced a Grand Marshal position for Supercross, and he was our first pick. And so through that engagement, we mm-hmm. had a chance to kind of just unpack who we are, how we grew up, where we came from,
yeah.
you know, his path to being a professional athlete, rider, and me on the business side of motorsports. But I think he kind of saw, like, I really love this.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy this opportunity of being the president of Daytona, as well as love motorcycle racing. So when he's like, hey, there's a guy, you need to meet him. I was like, cool, dude. Like, I'm
he's very vocal.
Well, I grew up in blue collar roots.
Yeah.
Family gas station service garage to where it was, you know, it's still open today, 430 West Market Street, Kelleher Tire in Scranton, PA.
Yeah, yeah.
And so from the time that I was a young kid of working retail in a family business, if your name is on the door, mm-hmm. you got to look people in the eye. Mm-hmm. You got to treat them with respect. You got to genuinely care about them. So, you know, a lot of my work responsibility here is four wheels.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just knew that I needed to make more space in the two-wheel world to understand what's going on. So hearing from you of like, hey, you guys are not making it easy on
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
It was like from the heart of like, I want to learn more. Like,
sure.
Tell me more. And
yeah.
What can we do to make it easier, not just on you, but everyone that's in that media center, that when they hear of Daytona, like, they want to smile
yeah.
and say,
yeah.
dude, we're not missing that race this year. So we can't fix what we don't know about. So I'm
yeah.
grateful that JB got us together
right.
and you kind of open up my eyes to some things that we could improve upon. And the door's always open
because yeah.
I'm not perfect. We're not perfect. And there's always things we could do better.
Look, this place is, it's legendary. It's world renowned. But yes, as you mentioned, for four wheel stuff from the 500 to the IMSA stuff to go on and on. But the Supercross plays a little, it's close to your heart, isn't it? The
it
Supercross.
Is.
Yeah,
it is. It's close to my heart. And you know, our chairman, Jim France, I mean, Jim watched his dad, Big Bill,
mm-hmm.
I mean, build this place. And Jim remembers racing on the beach from motorcycles, you know,
yep.
to stock cars. And motorcycles is his passion. And to this day, I mean, he's in the building every day, and he wants to continue to see it grow and evolve from Supercross
mm-hmm.
to flat track to the Daytona 200, all of that. So, you know, this is the 56th running of this Supercross
yeah.
race, and I feel like we could always make it better. We could always improve upon it. You know, when I look up at the grandstands and see the place stuffed, like, I know that we can get more fans in. So this year we left up the giant Jumbotron screens that we had up for the Daytona 500.
Okay. Yeah.
We now left three of them up for Supercross. That's the first time that we've ever done that. Having the Hole Shot King tonight with Jeremy McGrath, you know, again, a fan amenity to where we continue want to earn Supercross's trust and respect and continue to make this a must-attend event.
Yeah, it's I've been coming here for so long. Like, you know, obviously mid-90s, in the middle of the day, 40 riders. Then it became 30 riders. It was such a different race than every other Supercross. And it's evolved to, you know, fit in with Feld and fit in with the regular series and all. But there is still something special about Daytona, for sure. And opening up the tarmac and letting the fans onto that, really, I thought, boosted it right back to where it kind of was in the early in the day, you know, or back in the day, in the 80s, from the old-timers, the people that I talked to. And it seems like, to me, Frank, I don't know, the last 10 years, it seems like more and more people are here, and I felt like for a while it tapered off.
Yeah.
Now, we've been at the beginning of Bike Week, we've been at the end of Bike Week, so I don't think that really matters. It's kind of moved a little bit. So I don't think it's the timing of Bike Week. I just think that the things you guys are doing, tarmac, screens, moving at night, have all just brought people in.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, too, compliment all of our marketing and advertising people. I mean, they are doing a great job of just getting the word out there in Central Florida and Jacksonville, up in Georgia, of just how cool this event is, how easy it is to get here, and how fun it is to experience Bike Week. And I'd even say, like, myself and the team showing up at races throughout the year. You know, I was at the SMX Championship in Vegas, and people look at me like, why are you here? And it's like, because I love this, and I'm excited to be here, and I can't wait to see, you know, who's going to win the championship, and to not be on the minute-by-minute and be over-scheduled, to just get out there and talk to fans and to talk to riders. I think that makes a big difference as well. You know, my roots, I grew up riding. I mean, I never raced a dirt bike, but I mean, grew up riding four-wheelers and dirt bikes in the woods of Pennsylvania to where, like, I enjoy being at Supercross and motocross events.
How far along, or did it get far along, to get Daytona hosting an SMX event? There was certainly some talk of that. You know, we're going to three new venues this year. We do need a Southeast one. We don't really have that. How far along did it get?
You know, I have nothing but empathy for Feld and everyone involved in making that decision. You know, I'm not close to, like, NASCAR final decisions on schedules, but I do get pulled in, and it is more complicated than people realize of where you're racing and when you're racing and who gets a championship. So everyone knows that we're interested and we want to do it, and I think that we have an authentic case that Daytona kind of is the OG original SMX course.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what I would like to do is work with Ricky Carmichael, work with Dirtworks, and let's go and design a course. Like, I want a course that does not look like what we have right now. Let's get riders to maybe at the end of NASCAR pit road get into the infield of the World Center of Racing and put grandstands in there and then have them shoot back out to where I think that's probably the next step for me, is to go and build a few designs that we can show to the powers to be of, like, hey, not only am I saying I think we could pull this off, we have dates available in 27, 28, 29, and here's three course designs that we're confident you know.
What do you like?
So I'll take the accountability on myself to kind of continue to gently push.
Yeah, I think that'd be really good. And like you said, make it different than what we have this weekend. Make it not the Daytona Supercross. And certainly you can do that with all the options on there. I mean, I've watched races from the 90s where the Supercross went over the racetrack on the pavement into the back field over somewhere and then came back in. Like, there's a lot of things to do.
A lot of options.
A lot of options, for sure. By the way, thank you to the folks at firepowerparts.com. By the way, Featherweight lithium batteries, loading ramps, stands, firepowerparts.com. Of course, Club MX using it. They've got some really cool hard parts coming down the road, perches and things like that. Great chains, privateer proven. Firepowerparts.com. And of course, FXR Racing, Pulp MX 30, code to save at FXRRacing.com. You've really, I feel like this race has been roaring back, say, 5-10 years now, the Daytona Supercross, despite my complaints about it from a media side of things. Like, it, you know, it has really shown, I think, that, yeah, it's not losing any relevance. It's not losing any importance, per se. Let's go into your job a little bit. We mentioned the 200, or we were talking earlier. 200's back as far as being a points race. I feel like that the 200 was the crown jewel of Bike Week. It overshadowed the Super, in my eyes, and I mean, I'm a motocross guy, but it overshadowed the Supercross. It was the race to win, the race to be at for OEMs. Supercross was probably right behind it, and, you know, flat track underneath there. And it has lost some of its luster a little bit, but we're hoping it's coming back. Like, I don't follow the road racing stuff that close, but we're hoping it's back.
Yeah, there definitely is a surge. Mm-hmm. And again, back to holding myself accountable and the Speedway accountable, that let's go out and earn it, to where I've been in this role for 5 years. I've been a part of the France family NASCAR since 2002. Mm-hmm. I wasn't around for the heydays of the 80s and the 90s.
Scott Russell and going to Razzles and
burning it down. I mean, like, I know the legends, I know the stories, there's some great stuff on YouTube, like, I didn't live it to where I ask a lot of questions of, well, what was it like, and why do you think it's not where it was before? And, you know, as we were kind of chatting about, I think there's a lot that has gone into that. I think the engine size has had a factor, the rules associated with it, but that's in the rearview mirror. I mean, moving forward, Daytona International Speedway being in a multi-year agreement with Moto America is a step in the right direction.
Yep.
They are the premier sanctioning body. They're wonderful people. They have some of the best teams and the best riders in the country showing up week in and week out. That is a step in the right direction. This year, we are back being a points-paying race. So we're the first race in the Moto America Championship, which definitely is bringing more attention to that. We increased the purse. It will now be the highest-paying purse for the Daytona 200 in Daytona's history. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I believe the podium overall will pay just over $100,000 between first and third. And we do still deliver the race winner with a custom one-of-one Rolex Daytona timepiece, which is a very cool, unique opportunity for the rider. So Josh Herron is wearing a handful of them. I know he's going for another one. Now, he's riding for Ray Hall, Peter Strack and Strack Racing. They've not won the Daytona 200 yet. They've come close. So there still is that emotion and that fire from these riders and team owners to be out here for that. So the Daytona 200, I look at, like, as a promoter and overseeing this property, we've got opportunity with the Daytona 200. We've got great opportunity with the King of the Baggers, with Harley Davidson, Kyle Wyman, James Rispoli, and the Indian factory riders as well. Like, what they are doing on those heavy bikes, I mean, is just insane around, you know, this 12-turn, 3.56-mile road course. So the 200 weekend, I look at that as there's nothing but opportunity, and just to bring on all the creative ideas we can come up with.
It is, it's got to be, so you're the president of the Speedway. You live in down here. This is such an iconic venue, you know, literally, I think it's a national landmark, I think it is, or something, isn't it?
Yes.
Something like that. What's it like every day? Obviously, you've got the 500, and I'm sure the planning for that starts already now for the next year, right? But you've got this stuff. You've got the IMSA 24 hours. You told me you brought in some concerts, you know, ways to get some more business here. But what's it like day to day managing a Speedway? Like let's say just there's no events going on.
Yeah.
Are you like, hey, the vending machine over here is broke. We got to call that guy. And like, hey, can we get this cleaned up? And like, you, like, what's it like being the job? Like, I can't even imagine.
It's
the
wild
things that must come involved, come across your desk. Trivial and major every single day.
It's a lot of fun, and it's something that I'm very grateful to have. So I'll try to, like, break it down in different categories.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
however you feel.
There's an element of my job that I need to be engaged and in tune with the politics and government, if you will, of Florida.
Okay,
from what's going on in Tallahassee, what's going on in Volusia County, what's going on in Daytona Beach from the mayor, the city manager, the police chief, the sheriff's office,
okay,
relationships with hospitals, relationships with the Florida Department of Transportation. Like, at the end of the day, we don't sell out the Daytona 500 11 consecutive years if we don't have great working relationships with everyone that I just mentioned.
See, I never even thought of that.
We got to get people in. We got to get them parked. We got to make sure that the community is safe. We got to make sure that they're out there, that they're having fun, that the local business community, the civic leagues, if you will, that they're aware of what we have going on, that we're showing up at fundraisers, at galas, at things of that nature. So there's that business side of it. There then also is an element of needing to be versed, well-versed in NASCAR, in IMSA, in AMA, in AFT, in SMX, and all of that, and to understand what's going on in each different discipline, to have relationships with all the manufacturers, with the riders, with the drivers, and have your pulse on that. Then there's just sports in general, right? Like, people are making a decision of, I've got some money. Where are we going tonight? What are we doing this weekend? So what is WWE doing? What's going on with PBR? What is going on with NBA, with NFL? What is the guest experience? So it's being versed in that. You then have, like, your day job of, like, the budget. Like, are we making money? Are we losing money?
Right.
Like, and then on top of that, then there's a staff of, like, 150 people, right? The bones of this place are from 1959. Like, it's an old place. Something is always breaking. Something always needs to be repaired.
Sure.
To where having your pulse on that. And then you've got to present things to your leadership, to a board, of asking for money, of, hey, we got to get X, Y, Z and fixed. But then, like, when that's all handled, then it's like creativity. Then it, like, I look at it as, like, then it becomes fun of, like, no one's going to come to me and say, hey, Frank, have you thought about, you know, doing A, B, or C? It's, I have a responsibility to be leading the thought process.
You're thinking of that,
of presenting to the board of, well, what if we completely scraped the infield clean and we rebuilt the infield? And we had all new garages. And we had a whole new Daytona 500 club. And you mentioned concerts. We host the country's largest rock music festival, Rockville. What if we had an amphitheater? What if we maintain and protect the Rolex road course that we have, but what if we add some new configurations and chase MotoGP or chase Formula One? Like, what can we do to set ourselves up for the next, you know, 70 years down the road? So it's having your day job in order then kind of gives you that opportunity to think more broadly and freely and say, all right, like, I want to drive the business forward. So that's kind of in a nutshell, from four wheels to two wheels, Jeep Beach, Rockville, our track rental calendar. So, I mean, it, like, depends on the day of what you're going to get pulled into.
But every, well, not every day, of course, but most days, you're here Monday to Friday, 6 a.m., like, what, you know what I mean? Like, you're at an office and
that's
this is what you're doing?
So,
and is it here?
I live in Ormond Beach, so 20 minutes up the road with my wife, Lauren. Our son is 11. Our daughter is 10. I drop them off at school every day that I'm in town at 7:15. I'm in my office before 8 a.m., and I typically don't leave until 7, 7:30 at night. I love working. I love the practice of work. Again, growing up in a family-owned business where my grandfather was one of six entrepreneurs, like, I get excited about work, and I love dealing with people, and whether it's the janitor or someone cleaning the windows or it's an executive on the eighth floor, like, I make myself available. I used to travel a lot. You know, I did 18 years on the commercial side of the business and sales of NASCAR and selling against our properties, to where I don't travel to the extent that I was before, which now have an 11 and a 10-year-old. It's a great quality of life to be available. And my kids love this. Like, they will be out tomorrow night. Like, it's my daughter's favorite event. My son is a Sexton fan, so he's got to get some new Kawasaki gear.
He's got
the old Red Bull T-shirt. He's got to swap them out.
Gotta,
so
we got to get that working.
They're fans.
How, and so you could rent Daytona, right?
Yes.
If you want to, for a private event or whatever. How many crackpot ideas or people who want to rent it that you turn down? That you're like, it's not a fit. We can't. Like, is there a lot of that?
Yeah, there's probably more than people might think.
Yeah. It's because I mean, there's a certain thing where you're like, we don't want to be associated with that event or whatever.
Yeah, there's the value of the Daytona brand that we typically don't like to test new events.
Mm-hmm.
And this is such a big facility. If someone is looking at renting a facility, we are expensive. And I don't say that like with arrogance because
of
like if you want to turn the lights on and open up this place, I mean, it's 500 acres. It's a 2.5 mile trioval. We've got plenty of parking, but to get from A to B requires a tram and to fire up a tram driver and the trucks and all of that. So yeah, we hear some pretty like wild requests or opportunities, but we always treat everyone with respect and to try to figure it out. The bigger issue is the availability, that if somebody wanted to rent the property, I mean, we'd be talking maybe a date or two available in 27, like 2028 would be really when we would be talking about an available weekend.
So how many events do you do, private and public?
I mean, easily over 250.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I would have never guessed that.
You'll have like Ferrari come in and rent the place for 2 weeks.
Okay.
You'll have other car clubs and other racing series.
Yeah.
Tire manufacturers come in and rent the property. NASCAR Racing Experience is one of our biggest partners. I mean, I think they have 100 plus days a year to where people can pay to ride shotgun or to drive.
And are you, for all of those events, are you here every time for those? Is that something that you're like, I got to be at every event? And even if you're not interested or whatever it is, you have to be here? Or
I don't have to be here, but we have a really clean call tree of who is the one nose to touch, of who is the person who's responsible. Typically when it is a big track rental, I will be here to introduce myself, thank people. Again, we can't get lazy. We need to make sure that we continue to earn the business. So I'm here for the majority of the big events, like Rockville.
Yeah.
I will be here Wednesday.
Well, that would be
awesome.
Sunday. That would just be awesome to be here anyway.
It's a blast.
I mean, you get to meet some of these guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Lead singer of Mudvayne, and he's a big NASCAR fan. There's a variety. What's so cool about Rockville, like totally jumping swim lanes now.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, though. I think you told me this was a little bit of your baby, Rockville?
Danny Wimmer, the promoter, born and raised in Jacksonville, he started Rockville in Jacksonville, outgrew the venue, and my first year as president was his first year of bringing Rockville here.
Well, that's what I meant, though. Like, you were...
The deal was done before me,
though. Oh, it was. Okay, got it.
The partnership, Danny and I just renewed the partnership for 10 more years.
Okay. Wow.
So
Rockville
is going nowhere. Five stages, 154 bands, about 60,000 people a day. Mother's Day weekend. I mean, what greater way to say happy Mother's Day, Mom,
than Mudvayne.
Take her to see Guns N' Roses on, you know, or Foo Fighters.
No, that'd be awesome.
It's so rad to hear these artists, though, like meeting the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl and the crew. Nerding out over Daytona,
really?
In Daytona.
Yeah.
Like, they were, like, Daytona fans, NASCAR fans. Like, they wanted merch.
Let's
they wanted Daytona.
Let's talk about all that,
They wanted it all. And I will, I'll work one of the gates where people are leaving property. And I've got, like, this story of this young woman leaving with her friends. And they were walking across the racetrack on the backstretch, and at first they didn't realize that they were walking on the track, and then she noticed like she was walking over a giant NASCAR logo, and she's like, wait a minute, she's like, we're on the track, like we're standing on the track. Immediately she started crying.
Really?
She started having this emotional moment of, I wish my grandfather was still alive.
Yeah,
I would call him right now. He was the biggest NASCAR fan.
Oh, wow.
We watched it every Sunday together. And if he knew that I was standing right here, like, so just like the power of what Daytona is, just transcending across different groups of fans. It's, it's really cool.
Yeah. It's kind of neat. And like, you have this job that, people will burst in tears, you know, getting on a property or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I mean. Like, it's got to be a wild job to me. And every day, it's got to be like a little bit of like, what? Like, now I'm doing this, now I'm doing that, you know?
Yeah,
like,
there's a lot of pinch me, like, really?
Yeah,
me? Like, I got to go, like, okay, cool. And I put pressure on myself because, like, don't know, kind of a chip on my shoulder, growing up blue collar, put myself through college in my hometown. Yeah. Like, I started as an intern. Like, I was destined to be changing tires in my family's garage business, yeah. like, with pride.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And keeping that going to where, like, I take this opportunity as, like, every day yeah. I got to earn it. But definitely it's like, oh, shit, like, I'm the one doing
yeah,
this now.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, am I ready for this? Well, here goes.
Yeah, exactly right. Bill France, the son's gym. No, yeah. dad's gym.
So Big Bill had two sons,
yeah.
Bill Jr. and then Jim.
And Jim.
And Jim is still alive and in the business every day.
Exactly. So how often do you talk to Jim France?
I would say once a week.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So he's very much,
He called me yesterday to talk about Flat Track and how are we looking on ticket
okay,
sales.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
And he was very...
So he's a very hands-on guy.
He's
that
in
way.
It,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He was thrilled to hear that we opened up a road that now people that are visiting our motorcycle marketplace out front,
mm-hmm.
they can ride their bike from the marketplace straight to the Flat Track.
Oh, okay.
That they don't
yeah.
have to go back out on 92.
On the road. Okay.
He is in it.
Yeah, nice.
And he cares.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good. That's neat. FXR Racing, by the way, Paul with MX30 is the code to save with them. Thank you to the folks at FXR for coming on board. And also Maxxis Tires. Jeremy McGrath will have Maxxis Tires on his Cowie for the Whole Shot Challenge tonight, Friday night, here in Daytona. That's a really cool event that's going to go on. Maxxis UTV tires are great. Mountain bike tires are fantastic. Maxxis.com. All right, a few more to wrap up here. If you could just do anything here, maybe you're talking right now, but do it. What would you want to do? What's your, like, that would be cool?
I think the infield renovation would be
okay.
cool.
Yeah.
Our Hard Rock Bet Fan Zone is awesome. The access that it gives for all of our major mm-hmm. events, whether it's two wheels or four wheels, is great. Our garages are great. The 500 Club is great. I just feel we need to pioneer and we need to provide the sports, entertainment, motorsports community with an infield experience that they're not getting anywhere else
mm-hmm.
from hospitality, VIP experience, what the garages are.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to think, maintain our core of two wheels and four wheel combustion engine, but maybe position ourselves for Mika Moto Auction or a Barrett Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Like what
sure.
else
yeah, yeah.
could, what else could we do in this infield being
yeah.
that we are such a landmark? And I do think it would be a fun idea to look at, again, maintain and protect our current road course configuration,
mm-hmm.
but is there a bigger, bolder thought idea to where then maybe we can go attract a different sanctioning body as well to
yeah.
come and host a race here?
That's cool. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine F1 here or
be
yeah,
sick?
Yeah. Yeah. MotoGP
I mean,
or whatever, right?
Them or even
yeah.
MotoGP, right?
Yeah.
You know, the 31 degree banking, the turns that we have and the lack of runoff space is a problem,
okay.
right? So how do we keep some of the course,
mm-hmm.
you know, going through the start finish line with Daytona and into Rolex One, but maybe there's a different configuration in the infield that
yeah.
Just provides a different opportunity.
1959, you said it started Daytona. Is there anything still original, like that you can, like, I mean, obviously the grandstands have been redone and all
yeah.
that, and the track, of course, but like, is there anything like in this facility that's like, yeah, that's same as it was in 1959?
There are some old school concession buildings.
Are there? Okay.
That
yeah.
Either are storage.
Yep.
Or I know for our ops team, we still have a grill in one that
okay.
we fire up and cook lunch for.
Yeah.
That you can still find some old school
yeah, yeah.
buildings in there that
right.
are just like the original.
Yeah, I would think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, awesome, man. Listen, like I said, the Supercross has really come roaring back the last, like I said, a little while. So it's been an awesome event for you. We've fixed the fans running out. We've got that.
We got it.
Got it handled.
It right.
That's
yep.
good.
Yep.
It continues to be like, yeah, really cool event. And as you know, there's Anaheim, which is our kickoff.
Yes.
And then there's Daytona. And if you ask riders, what do they want to win? They may say Anaheim won, but Daytona's right after, or Daytona's in front. So it's really two crown jewels of the Supercross season. To me, over the years, that teams are like, and riders are like, yep, we
yeah.
want to win it. And you're one of them. You know?
Yeah. It's special. That's important. And, again, we need to make sure that we maintain that. And, again, I think that speaks to Daytona, right? We kick off the IMSA season.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rolex 24 is the country's largest, most prestigious sports car endurance race.
Yep.
We then kick off NASCAR with the Daytona 500, where if you ask any driver there, sure,
yep,
they want to win a championship, but Harley J. Earl Trophy,
yeah,
like that's,
yep,
that is, you know, number one on their list. You know, we're not the kickoff for Supercross, yet everything that you just said of this is that race everyone wants to win.
Yep.
We're going to kick off flat track next Thursday, Friday. We're going to kick off Moto America with the Daytona 200. So,
yeah,
it's a really big responsibility and something we have a lot of fun with, and we want to keep having fans come back and enjoy their time at Daytona.
Maybe kick off SMX?
I would love to kick off SMX. I would love to have the championship,
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
You know, September, October could get a little dicey with hurricane season.
Yeah.
That's not working in our favor.
We're fine.
But, I mean, let's roll the dice.
Yeah, no, let's
do it.
I'm with you. I like the idea of SMX, but, like, this year's schedule, and I've told the powers that be this, and I've ranted on my dumb shows, we're just turning into Supercross. So what are we doing? Are we just going to have three more Supercrosses, or let's make it cool? Let's make it unique. Let's make it special.
Yeah.
And Daytona can do that. You know,
yes,
what I mean? Daytona can do that. So to me, these races need to be special and unique, and they're drifting into to cookie cutters, and
yeah,
I don't like it. So let's go back here at Daytona.
We can get wild in Daytona.
Right, there
let's
we go. Frank Kelleher, president of Daytona Speedway. Thanks for your time, man.
Thanks for having me on.